The warning. I think, said Mention Ken to Blacker Mike, as they and Moe strolled through the ancient towers, that in the past 3,000 years there was less change on Crow than since you fellows came 5 days ago. Now every Mention has a name, and there's a 50-50 split among the billion, hitherto so closely knit. And now what do we learn? That we have genes that give us rights the rabbi calls return. She says this means that Mo and I, plus some 500 million, can go to Earth and live upon a piece of land whose rocks and sand are more or less exactly what we have already here to hand. I think I'd like to go, said Mo, but maybe I should ask our buddy Mike for his more worldly wise insight. Smiled Michael Jones. I should point out that Mike, like Ike, rhymes less well with insight than Dwight. That said, said he, I might suggest that here on Crow you Mention have it made. You are a definite minority, but seem to wield authority, while down on Earth you all would be routinely pestered, even interned or sequestered by the Immigration Service, circumstantially suspected by the troopers and the cops, but worst of all, subjected to a Barbara Walters interview, after which they'd pull out all the stops and kick you off the planet and or stick you in a zoo. It's not because each one of you has genes that say you are a Jew. That wouldn't fly today, although I've heard some buzz along those lines about the FBI and CIA. But mainly it's because you're you, not they. Said Ken, I think we ought to stay right here. We got some shivers, shrugs, and quacks a little while ago that spread in seconds over Crow and promised us good jobs and riches if we Crotians don't cause glitches in the setting up of interglobal trade. They want us to accept huge loans, brigades of army engineers, and then, to get us off the stones and exercise our backs and bones, they'll buy our land with colored beads and rent it back so we can work it, tax us only 85% so we don't shirk it, then sell us hog farm sludge, well laced with very fresh atomic waste, non-reproductive hybrid seeds, and pesticides to kill our bugs. And that was just the quacks and shrugs. Asked Mike, what kind of glitches do they fear? Said Ken, that wasn't clear. They seem to want to keep us quiet, win our hearts so we don't riot, or turn upon them like some Brutus. And if we don't do any of that stuff, they promise not to shoot us. Said Mo, I think that's fair enough. But promises, warned Mike, can easily be broken. Solemn pledges be misspoken. I should know. And furthermore, dear Ken and Mo, I have to tell you, as a U.S. politician and a sometime token black, you shouldn't trust one shiver, shrug, or quack those earthlings may have signed or spoken, unless you definitely know the signals that you get have come directly from that Navajo.